Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is called out on strikes. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Culberson. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Partee and he is out, Tabor applying the tag. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Curtwright. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Curtwright steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson takes first base on ball four. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doerr moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Fox moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Hodgen reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lupien scores. Metkovich moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doerr strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quell moves to second. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Quell moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Culberson strikes out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Partey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Partey moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cartwright hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive towards third. Hodgen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Castano and he is safe. Fox steals second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Culberson moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Partee is walked intentionally. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Culberson moves to third. Partee moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Culberson scores. Partee moves to third. Dobson moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 4 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Partee scores. Dobson scores. Newsom moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Lupien moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Joe Haynes now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lupien scores. Metkovich moves to second. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Tabor moves to second. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Partee strikes out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor now playing left field. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.